Imagine what our shelter-in-place experience would be like if this were 1988, before the internet became a thing in our lives, or 1998, before cloud computing transformed IT. The roadmap for these technologies wasn't imagined as a way to get through a global pandemic, but that's how it's been turning out, and most of us, including companies, are evaluating what it means to access data from anywhere on any device. One company, Autodesk, could never have offered their training via the cloud back then. They hold an annual conference called Autodesk University. They used to ship in hundreds of computers for students to use, and not just any computers, powerful workstations that cost several times more than any tricked-out laptop. This is what you need to run AutoCAD on. Imagine how much work it takes to unload all those machines at a convention center, all that cabling, and set them up. No wonder Autodesk only offered this in Vegas. But with advancements in cloud technology, they could suddenly think about offering Autodesk University in other cities without having to deal with hardware, because the workstations can be created virtually in the cloud. Joel St. Pierre, head of the Project Management Office for Global Customer Events at Autodesk, says the main reason for shifting to virtualized workstations had to do with setup time. A few years ago, his team had a week or so to prep hundreds of physical workstations, and then suddenly they found themselves with only 3 or 4 days of lead time.
Doing that same deployment on physical workstations was a challenge, if not impossible. So then we had to figure out how can we make this happen in the same amount of time. So being able to connect to a virtual machine seemed like the appropriate way to do things and the best way to reduce the amount of setup time. So essentially, that was the reason why we moved to virtual machines, was actually the time constraint in setting up those lab environments for a conference.
Yeah, interesting that time to set up was the major factor for opting to virtualize workstations. But I know that the issue of hardware itself was there. I wonder if you could explain that challenge too.
The big challenges that we had back then is getting the sheer amount of workstations that we needed to actually populate those labs. So we had around 400 to 500 physical workstations that we had to source out. So even if you call all the IT vendors in the United States, you will never find that amount of computers to source out. So we actually relied a lot on sponsors to get that hardware, and getting those computers directly from sponsors, sometimes it was a challenge as they might have come from another event before that, the week before. So we didn't know in which state they would show up to the conference. And in some cases, they didn't show up. So those were some of the big challenges that we did encounter. So we actually did quality control on site to make sure all those were up and running. And then we had early mornings and very, very late nights actually deploying those. So yeah, those were the biggest challenge. And now if we flip over to what we're doing this year, is that we're able to actually populate those labs with just cheap laptops that we can get from any IT vendor, and then have an external monitor on top of that. And then we can actually do that setup and publish virtual machines from frame to those in the span of a day. So it's, I won't say it's even the challenge anymore. I think it's just a routine, I would say.
You mentioned frame. That's the Nutanix XiFrame desktop as a service. Many companies are using that to keep homebound employees connected to their work during this COVID-19 lockdown. But let's talk about it in the context of the way you use it for Autodesk University. So if I'm an attendee and I'm in the lab learning, let's say, AutoCAD, what's the user experience like? How is it different between a physical workstation and a virtualized one?
When someone steps into those hands-on labs, they sit in front of a device, they don't know that they are on the virtual machine. They couldn't tell if they're on a virtual machine or a physical machine as far as experience, UI, and performance. So that's the first thing we wanted to focus on mostly, and when we designed this.
Well, Joel, talk about your role. You know, as the person who leads the team that sets this up, what's your sense of these transformations that you're talking about?
Yeah, so I actually been working at Autodesk for 10 years now. Actually, what I like to do, and I'm big on innovation. I don't like to keep things in their current state. I always feel like there's a better way to do things. That's why I like working with people on my team. I'm not always the one with the right answer, but I love to be able to facilitate discussions within the team and find a better way to do things. Always innovate year after year. As Autodesk is a technology company, as we do events, we want to be on the bleeding edge as well and make sure that we're always keeping up and if not leading the curve there.
And I'm wondering if you could also provide just a little detail about the process that you used to go from physical workstations to virtual ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we started to look into virtualizing our software for our hands-on lab environments, that was more in early 2015. So is when the first year where we did some piloting with AWS for a few of our rooms, and that did work. So that gave us like the acknowledgement that it was possible to stream desktops via the internet. So we didn't go full throttle on the first year. So we actually started 2014. We had, just 30 machines in one room. Then in 2015, we upped that to two rooms with like 30 sessions. And that was also a positive experience. So 2016 is when we flipped the switch to, okay, now with the bandwidth that's available in this hotel, in this venue, we are able to virtualize up to 400 instances in the cloud. So that's what we did for the first year in 2016. And that led us to now being able to stream that same amount of workstations in the cloud using Frame for different conferences. We've done it in Vegas as well as in London, as well as last year in Dubai.
And of course, none of this is possible without the cloud.
That's true.
And I'm wondering, what advantages does cloud give you?
So touching base on the performance in the cloud, one of the key advantages that we do have in using the cloud and cloud computing and virtualization is that we can, I hate this term, but I don't want to say flip the switch, but we can flip the switch for the instance type that we are using. So in the past, the challenge with the hands-on labs is the sheer amount of Autodesk software that is installed. So each software has a different system and hardware requirements. So for example, last year at Autodesk University, we do have a speaker ready room where our speakers can come in and test their presentation and what they're about to deliver in the classroom to the attendees. One of the speakers said, "This virtual machine is not powerful enough. I need something that's more robust. Everything is slow." And I was like, "Well, give us a few minutes. We'll get you on another instance type." So we then upgraded the number of GPUs that we had on those virtual machines and then came back to him, an hour or two later and said, "Oh, can you test it out again?" And then, that ended up being seamless for that speaker and had a great experience. So, right. So with virtual machines and Frame, we are now very nimble versus in the past, we were not at all.
Joel St. Pierre leads the Project Management Office for Global Customer Events at Autodesk. He's in part responsible for getting Autodesk University up and running. He talked to us from his home in Montreal. This is the Tech Barometer Podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. For more tech stories, check us out at theforecastbynutanix.com.